Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Podcast.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I knew it. I already knew you were going to do that stuff.
What? What is wrong? Why can't I say hi to you?
It's kind of a tradition.
Yeah.
It's a tradition that I don't like and is pointless. Much like Danny being on this podcast is pointless. And I don't like it. And it's a tradition.
Well, how are you doing? If you answer that, we can move on.
Why don't we just... We're starting out. I like how you're the host of the show, right? You're like the main voice that comes in at first.
I got
you. But you don't say anything when we start the podcast. It's like silence. Hello, Christopher. And then you pass the torch on to me. Hello, Danny. And then what? Then what? Let's just pretend we didn't say hi to each other. What would be your opening line?
Okay.
What's your starting move?
So what did you do today, Chris?
That's not a joke either. That's really what it is. What's going on?
All right.
I don't know what's going on, Danny. We just hit record on the podcast.
Enough joking around here. You mean in the studio? Our
in the studio,
producer
we hit the
Brian
record
just
button.
No, producer Brian started right. Producing the show. You mean we're live on air? Anyway, here's what I would do. Oh, so we're joined today by James Enochs. James, how are you?
How about you explain the rules?
Okay, Brian Hunter, producer Brian, is also in studio. But we're gonna play a game that we like to call Trailer Trash. Okay, rule number one. The first player to buzz in gets to guess the trailer. And you buzz in by saying your name. Chris, you say Chris. Brian, you say Brian.
And you say Danny.
I say Danny. And then rule number two is you only get one guess. And you once you say your name, you only have 10 seconds to say the movie title. After that...
I think 5 is more appropriate.
No, I say 10, but you can't. It's not like the trailer keeps going.
But you're a participant in the game. I think Jamie should come up with the rules.
You asked me to explain the rules. I started explaining them.
Yeah, but you're making the rules up as you go, like you always do.
Well, that's because I play by my own rules. You know that. Mm-hmm. And I don't play by the rules either. Even when they're my own rules, I still refuse to play by them. Okay, so... Yeah, you get the idea. It's pretty simple. Hang on, though. We're going to play the opening. We have a little opening credit for it.
In a time when movie trailers are readily available on the internet, three men had the courage to compete in a no-holds-barred movie trailer guessing contest. The only equipment, blindfolds and brass balls.
It takes brass balls
to play Trailer Trash.
Okay, so at this point, Jamie, the baton is in your hands. I'm passing the baton. Don't drop it.
All right, avert your eyes. Here comes the first trailer. This is a good one.
A great classic comes to the screen.
See thy hand,
Chris!
Fair priest.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. Is it Robin Hood Men in Tights?
Nope.
Moving on.
Who said I'm fear?
Danny! Romeo and Juliet.
No.
That new one that they made that was kind of weird?
Still no. Are you serious?
Didn't they make one where they had, like, it was modern times or something like
that?
Yeah,
yeah,
like 10 years ago, but...
That's not the point.
Yeah.
Why isn't it?
All right, Brian,
because there was
the
machine gun
in
it? That was what made me think that was it.
How much more time do I get?
There's a lot of this trailer left.
Oh, man.
Brian can hear the whole thing now.
Excellent.
Yeah. Hey, here we go.
We are not to be. Not to be. Columbia Pictures.
All right, Brian. True Lies?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Why didn't you just
Brian.
Wait, Brian?
I don't know.
I know what he was thinking.
I want to be a sportsman. I didn't want to give it up, you know.
All right. Well, keep playing it.
Right. Present the screen's greatest action hero, Jack Slater.
Oh man, I was guessing that too.
I still don't know what it is.
Really?
You never saw this?
Is his biggest fan.
Is it?
Jack Slater.
But no. Tonight, a magic ticket is a passport to another world.
What is it?
The Last Action Hero.
Man, you didn't know that movie?
Wait, what did Brian say?
True Lies.
Oh. That's my second
Well,
guess.
Why I said, are you kidding? Because I heard Schwarzenegger's voice.
Yeah. That was.
I thought that was the giveaway.
All right. So far, nobody's got anything.
Nobody's on the board. Good one.
Okay. None. Okay. All right.
Avert your eyes. All right. Here comes number two.
Tonight I come to you with a pledge to change America's policy. Atrocity and terror are not political
weapons. Chris, is it Air Force One?
Yes, it is.
Yes!
Oh, wow. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Good one.
Damn right. These are not weapons of terror. What does he say?
I don't know.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I've never seen that movie.
The ass-kicking president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Yeah.
See, I jumped... My problem last time is I heard the music, and I just got... I got trigger-happy. I thought you guys were going to be right behind me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to hear it.
Now I know I can let it ride a little bit.
All right.
Averting your eyes?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Number three. Steven Spielberg presents... Gremlins.
Gremlins! Fuck. Danny! Danny!
Okay. Gremlins. Are you serious?
I got it.
Yes. No way.
Why not? I said Danny first.
That's true, but come on, Danny.
I didn't get a chance to watch any of these before I...
That's awesome. Yeah.
You gotta be
Booyah.
Fucking
one to one. Oh, we are sorry. All tied up. Hey, you gotta be all quick. You up. Just told me how you could... You thought you could let it ride for a minute. That's what you get for trying to let it ride.
Oh, man.
All right. Danny has one, but there's an asterisk.
No, there's no asterisk.
Yeah, there is.
On account of my error. All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
Yes,
here comes number four.
Are we having a technical issue?
Here it is.
I grew up in a tough neighborhood. Sometimes reputation follows you.
Robert De Niro is Al Capone.
Chris.
In Chicago, of course, but not...
Yes, Chris.
The Untouchables.
That's right.
Aww.
Oh, man.
You know so much more about movies.
See, I was going to jump on it. I heard De Niro's voice. I'm rifling through my head. All right, what am I going to grab?
Right, two to Chris. I'm
glad I waited for the Al Capone giveaway.
Yeah.
Come on, please have another trailer. Say the name at the beginning.
All right, only two left, guys.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
This one's really tough.
Do I have a shot at this, Jamie?
Probably.
On October 14th, 1947, Captain Charles Yeager shattered the sound barrier.
All right, Brian. The Right Stuff.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was going to say The Right Stuff. That I was just about to say The Right Stuff.
Were you really, Dave?
No.
That is the exact right trailer for Brian to grab.
Hell yeah.
That's right in his ballpark.
I own that wheelhouse. If anybody wants to watch it.
Yeah, no. Brian owns it on VHS.
That's a great movie.
Brian owns it on Blu-ray.
Brian, how many is that for you? Just one or two?
One.
That's one.
It's one, two.
So we can only
so
tie
So you
up.
Can tie it up here. Brian.
One of this us can tie
it
up. So can I.
Yeah.
With an asterisk.
Oh, yeah, with an asterisk.
Hey, shut the... This is BS.
Because Jamie made an asterisk of himself.
No, that's not fair. I don't think that's fair because... You can think it's fair all you want.
There's going to be an asterisk there. You don't choose whether or not there's an asterisk by your...
I put an asterisk next to yours, and you don't choose whether or not I put an asterisk next
to yours.
Yeah,
but you're the only
yours.
One. The group has to put the asterisk.
No, they don't.
Right, they do.
All right, guys,
you're not.
All right, here's the last one.
All right.
Either the outright winner or the tiebreaker. Or the tie.
Tie maker. Tie maker.
Okay, here we go.
British family on a yacht cruise stumbled upon...
All right, Brian. The Lost World.
You got it.
Damn!
Damn, Brian's time. We gotta do something.
Man, that would have taken me a long time to get that.
All right.
We gotta do something.
I don't think I would have got that at all.
So, do we need to find a tiebreaker?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you, Jim, you work on finding a tiebreaker. You two...
We'll
just have a regular podcast going on while James comes up with...
Continue averting your eyes, then.
Yeah, don't look. My My problem, Chris, with your little asterisk, is that you.
I don't care what your problem is with it because the asterisk is on you. I'm not interested what your problem is. We all agree there's an asterisk.
Jamie, do you fully agree there is an asterisk? Because everyone had just as much chance to jump
Jamie,
in as I did.
Jamie, do you partially agree that there's an asterisk? Do you fully believe?
Do you fully agree, though?
You have put an asterisk next
because,
to your answer of the asterisk.
Because you guys had just as much chance to say Gremlins as I did.
Well, I wouldn't want to take a cheap victory like that.
Nor would I when I had a chance to take all three of you guys on the ROTC.
Oh, yeah. Brian should have won if he would have just waited the first one out a little bit longer. And we wouldn't have to be pretending to keep talking right now. So, Chris, how was your day today?
It was a good day. How was your day?
So, you went on a little bike ride there with Brian.
Yeah. Do you have any hilarious FedEx stories to share with us? Did you cry on your way to work again today?
Let's see. Did anything funny happen at work today?
I bet not, because I don't think anything funny has ever happened to you in any day of your work.
How dare you, Chris?
If so, you've never shared those stories.
Why? What? Where is all this hate coming from? Seriously.
I wouldn't say it's hate.
What would you say it was?
Well, it's not hate.
What's one?
What's level what's slightly... what do you call something that's slightly less than hate?
Despise.
I don't know.
All right. I've got two in case Danny gets the first one and we have to have a tiebreaker.
All right. I'm in this.
No, Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
Danny's out of this.
Whatever. I'm back in it.
He's completely out of this.
Back in it.
This is a tiebreaker between
you
and
you
Brian.
Said that Jamie was in charge. Jamie just made the call.
But I am.
I'm putting an asterisk next to you.
I'm challenging this call.
Yeah, well, I'm putting an asterisk next to you arguing with Jamie, just so you know.
There was never any agreement at the beginning as to how to resolve a tie.
It's true.
Jamie, be a sportsman, Chris.
Jamie, you're afraid of me. You're afraid of the.
There might not have been, but the tie, Danny wouldn't even be involved in resolving the tie.
Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Jamie put me back into it.
That's right.
That's your argument? You shrug your shoulders? Huh? Uh-huh. All right.
And then agree with Danny.
Okay.
Yes. Nice. All right.
All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
Here comes.
That's not a bad idea.
Why?
Making a girl.
Chris!
Actually,
Weird Science.
Well done.
Damn it, I was about to say
it's all
science.
Fucking over.
All right. Wow. Good job, Chris.
You
thank you. Rightfully won.
3-2-1.
Yeah, I was going on the comeback trail. I was about to say Weird Science. I was getting ready to say it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to take a cheap
victory. Do you want to hear the other one for fun since he's queued
it
up?
Let's do it.
Run up the board.
Are we going to guess?
This is just for fun. Yeah,
we'll all
guess.
This is just for.
Okay.
This
extra
is just
credit.
For
consequential.
All right.
And here it comes.
It was a different time. It was a time of destiny. A time when a child could tip the balance between good and evil.
I, with my powers, with the strength of my...
Chris. Is it Labyrinth?
No.
Yes.
Army, could you not find one little child?
A time for an unlikely hero named...
All right, Brian.
Uh-oh.
Willow.
Yeah.
Damn it, if you missed that, I was good. They were going to say the name of the movie.
I knew it earlier.
I was right back in it. That's my wheelhouse, is when they say the movie titles.
I knew it earlier on. I just... Mm-hmm. I didn't
know. Yeah. Make it sure.
Yeah. Willow.
Oh, man, we're so close to getting it.
I love this guy's voice. I don't think he does trailers anymore, this guy.
The old Mr. Voice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He's
great. The best.
I thought you were talking about Willow's voice. Yeah. I love this guy's voice. Willow? Anyway.
I had the opportunity to do an all Harrison Ford trailer game. I thought it would have been fun.
It would have been fun for me.
Yeah. Not me. None of these games. This game's never fun for me.
Well,
because
I'm not looking forward to it next time. Okay.
This is really tough. All
right. Well, that was good times, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we all made a lot of friends today.
Mm-hmm. Chris, you're the champion. And
two-time champion.
Two-time champion.
Two-timer.
That's true.
Brian really challenged me this time. You picked a lot of good Brian movies.
Congratulations. See, Not giving any credit to Brian.
Jesus, just, man.
That Jamie picked a lot of good...
to my score.
Look, all right, all I'm saying is that the movies that Brian guessed, I may not have ever gotten. Willow, I probably... If I had the balls to stick it out, I might have gotten that.
Excuse me?
Jesus Christ.
Not the ball. I had the balls to take a chance. I have the balls. But if I'd have not had balls and stuck it out for a...
We keep ours in our pants. You keep yours in your mouth. Okay. All right, well, that was trailer trash. We call it that because it involves movie trailers, and there's the term trailer trash. It's clever.
Very.
Good night, Chris.
Good night, Diddy.
Alright.
Is that music I hear?
Yeah, it is. You hear it.
Hey.
Producer Brian, end the show.
Yeah. You gotta be
booyah, one to one.